Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all, listen. This might be the get down. But also, somebody's birthday coming up on Sunday. So all y'all might be going ahead. Let's take a long wish. Hey, Rock the White Sun. Happy birthday. Baby!
Aww.
Aww.
Happy birthday!
Shout out to Divine Demon for reminding me that somebody needs their flowers for their birthday. Bro. Come on, y'all, everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
You knew I was going to get you, boy. Divine Demon was like, bro. Divine Demon, where you at,
man.
Boy? Where you at, Divine Demon? Where you at? Now, your mic unmuted, bro.
Hello.
Where you at?
The demon is in the building. What's going down?
Double D in the building. What's up, Playboy?
I mean, everybody's here. Mojave's here. VIP's here. La Perla Negra. Miss Lips. Oh, y'all. We're going to go back to music in a second, but it's a birthday party right now. You know, it's like old school birthday.
Sugar, what's up?
Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday, darling.
Happy birthday, J-Rob. Oh.
Hey, I'm extremely humbled, y'all. Real talk. Thank you.
Divine Demon. Oh. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, I just want to say happy birthday, man. You know, you're getting older and wiser. I don't know how much more wisdom you can put in that dome, but I'm sure it's packed, but you deserve it, man. So whatever it is you need in life that you haven't got, hope you get it, bro. Real talk.
Cheers. Appreciate you, family.
All right.
Cuzzo, happy birthday.
There he is. That was the one that I was waiting to hear. I heard everybody else.
Good day, sir.
This guy.
Needed you, sir. I say thank you. Allow me to say thank you, sir. I don't deserve the well wishes that you have bestowed upon me so feverishly, but I say thank you, sir.
Well, sir, I seriously bestow these blessings upon you because you are a stellar gentleman of fine haberdashery, one of the finest in the entire world. I strongly admire your incredible wizardry with a pen and words, sir, and you happen to be my blood, which makes it even more fantastic and splendiferous, sir. Splendiferous indeed.
Splendiferous.
I must bow, as all humble heads must bow, when in the presence of such an adverse phenomenal poet such as yourself. I believe it was God who actually said the words, damn, after creating Eve, and that is what we tend to say after listening to your poetry. I say again, sir, in the words of God, damn.
Oh,
thank you so much and good day.
Good day, Javi.
All right.
Back to mute, everyone, so we can get back to the show.
You got me again, Van.
Oh, bro, you knew I was going to get you. Divine Demon didn't even know what I was going to do. Nobody knew what I was going to do, but hey. Well deserved, brother. I can't think of anybody else on the face of this earth, man, that isn't more deserving of real flowers, of accolades, especially as you turn 21 again. Man, listen, I wish I could be 21 again like you. Man, you got to tell me how you do it. You got to tell me how you do it.
I sat at home one night and I prayed to God to be light skinned, and he is like, no, you're going to put up with what I gave you. And I've been just doing what he has told me ever since. And I had an opportunity to meet brothers like yourself, Divine Demon, the incomparable David Mott, the illustrious one that they call Larry Maddox. I've been blessed to be in the presence of a La Perla Negra, to get to know cats like Coach, to get to know that I found a cousin in Mojave, that I have a brother beyond brother in Van Meadows, and I have had the hardest ride since they created Soul Train. And I'm honored, I'm humbled, and I'm blessed to know every single one of you. And I you know how I feel about getting honored and stuff. I'm not really.
That's all right, bro.
You're not gonna make me cry. No. You're not gonna make me cry, Van. Nope. I'm gonna just sit here and sip my tea. And you're not going to make me cry, Van.
Man, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. The For Real Entertainment Network, Tiffany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press 1. You're joined tonight with your hosts, J-Rob, the Wise Son, a.k.a. John Robinson, a.k.a. Mr. DSP, a.k.a. that Dark Knight dude. And yours truly, Poetic. Tonight, y'all, tonight's show is sponsored by... Hold on. Go ahead. I knew it. Go ahead, Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is hosted by yours truly, J-Rob the Wise Son, a.k.a. Batman, and my co-host, who is exceptionally handsome and humble, and he just, you know, that all-around cool dude that all of you know as the George Jetson of poetry, the philanthropist of poetry, that cat, that light-skinned dude who stole them eyes from a cat, Van Meadows, a.k.a. LSP, a.k.a. one of the greatest cats on earth, and a.k.a., I can't wait till his birthday so I can get back at him. He's the co-host. I'm sitting like Robin next to Batman, and this show is sponsored by somebody that we're all close to, that Van's going to tell y'all more about. So hit it, Van.
Absolutely. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours.
I got mine. Y'all need to get yours. Trust.
For sure. And give a shout out to not only the CEO of Raw Links, but he is also the CEO of this fine network, Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. He's probably not here tonight because his Eagles is playing, but I'm going to shout him out anyway. Because, you know, he probably somewhere screaming at his TV. But tonight, y'all, we got a topic, very interesting to say the least. J-Rob, you want to let our good listeners, poets, know what tonight's topic is?
Absolutely, Van. It'd be my pleasure. Dear creatives, tonight we want to, y'all know me and Van are always asking you how well do you stretch your pen? Tonight is no different. We came up with something that we would like to see what y'all do, and we want you to finish this sentence poetically. Black is ... Again, that is black is ... Take it however way you want it, but that's the topic. And we want to know, what did your pen say to the paper when you started to write black is? I'm curious. How about you, Ben?
Oh, I'm way beyond curious, bro. Way beyond curious.
Someone else said black is mother. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, Lord.
I'm getting hits. People tagged me and said black is MNFM beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's poetry. But as you were saying, sir, please excuse me for cutting you off.
No. You're fine, Jay. I was just saying, man. I'm excited to just see what everyone has. You know, everyone brought everyone. How creative everyone is. I don't know if y'all saw my live video, but I'm beyond excited tonight. Like, y'all had no idea. So, in honor of my brother's birthday, I feel that he should have the honors of delivering the first piece of the evening. After all,
really,
he,
that's
he
what
is...
we doing? y'all don't realize Van got this creative way of getting your boy. I come in on something real humble, and the dude's always throwing curveballs at me. You know I can't hit them, and they just be coming out of nowhere. But
man,
I will acquiesce.
Listen, man. Listen, I would like for you to honor the people with what black is to J. Rob the Wise, okay. Son.
My pleasure.
You locked and loaded, bro?
Yes, indeed, sir.
Well, my brother, go ahead and get on down.
Excellent. Black is the reason the black cat can't escape the fearful fate laying in the consciousness institutions of the superstitions. Black is the only thing up in the stars making them so beautiful to what people call night. Black is an emotion held on by the belief that if you pay and pray and nod and leave it all to God, that life as we know it today shouldn't be so hard. Black is the reason why the ahs and oohs never shared tears over the booze, and they ignore the pain and pretend that they don't have the blues. I mean, black is one of the few colors that people mistake for brown. For the generations of folks mistakenly they claim for, and they haven't really calmed down. You see, black is the reason that grown folk act lactose, and those folks talk about black folk but profit off of imitating that folk they once joked and profit off like crack smoke. Black is modest yet arrogant, and at the same time dense and fearful and beautifully mysterious and glorious, untouchable, and that wishful, hopeful that the black next door has the same allure as a spook that once sat by it. Black is the flavor you can't taste, the thought process you can't pronounce, the mathematical equations you can't figure, the angles along the sides of pyramids not given by Western gimmicks, written in Hollywood hieroglyphics, dipped in Dead Sea Scrolls. Black is the reason that has created all the good in the world when somebody said, I have a bright idea. This is the reason. But if you ever ask how come out of the darkness came the light, it's because black is what's needed when all you have left to revel in is the truth. Because even that was written in black. Poem.
Yo. Did y'all hear this masterpiece? J. Rob the Watson, this ink right here is exquisite. And I don't even know if you really understand the effect of certain lines in this piece, but there was a line that I need to reread in this piece because of how crucially important of a staple it is. Black is an emotion held by the belief that if you pay, pray, and nod and leave it all to God, then life as we know it shouldn't be so hard. That, ladies and gentlemen, is deep, deep, deep. Because a lot of black families have this black emotion. Bruh.
My man.
Dynamic, bro. You're amazing, bro.
My man. I'm just trying to stretch my pen, and I'm humbled that you enjoy what we brought to the table this evening with this one. You and I talked back and forth about this topic, and I wanted to say just a couple of different things and not specific to any group of people, but keep it abstract, and I'm glad it came out the way it did. So thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
But Van, you know me. I'm the humble one. I can't hold a whole lot of that to myself. My good brother, is your piece locked and loaded?
It's definitely locked and loaded.
Because I need a favor. Because if
sure,
your piece
man,
is locked and loaded, Van, if your piece is locked and loaded, sir, please
yes, sir.
Allow me an opportunity to step to the side and allow the listening audience to put their ears closer to anything that they are listening to, and could you please deliver your piece and go on ahead and get on down.
My pleasure, bro. Black is the commitment and promise light of this world that radiates a quintessential element that is displayed at birth of a boy or girl. Redesigning a purposeful fact that, yes, as a class of people, we are better than that. Random act of kindness bestowed upon one of you like a token or a pawn of a lower class must have you mistaken, because my black is a moniker that is shouted out loud. Loud enough so you know that I am the in crowd. My black is not an object of desire you play with. It's an art form worthy of more than just respect or someone you lay with. I am the physical manifestation of what the Greek gods would never let you consume, because their consumption produced longevity and immortality, but you presume that the physical edifice where you hide your fears would never be exposed for years. See, my black challenges you to stop decompartmentalizing your demons. Stop hiding the fact that you're appalled at my skin tone, but I'm no heathen. I'm the one your mother warned you about. Intelligent, awake, alert, defiant to ignorance, challenging status quo, rationalizing before I doubt. Black is the origin of the beginning. Black is always winning. Black is written in hieroglyphs in the pyramid's walls. Black is majestic winter, summer, spring, and fall. Gather yourself now. I can see your thoughts on the lurking, trying to find you a Nubian brother or a Nubian sister to satisfy your inner sensual desire to prove a fact that once you go black, you never go back. Black is many things, but in the end, black is everything. And that's that piece.
See, you need to stop playing. You really need to stop playing. This is a really, really good piece of poetry, and I'm gonna tell you why. You hit them with this line that said, "Black is the commitment and promised light of this world." Think about what black does, y'all. Black is the commitment and promised light of this world that radiates a quintessential. I keep messing that word up. Quintessential element that is displayed at birth of a boy or a girl, redesigning a purposeful fact that, yes, as a class of people, we are better than that random act of kindness bestowed upon you like a token or a pawn or a lower class has you mistaken, because my black is a moniker that is shouted out loud enough so you know who I am in the crowd. I got chills listening to that and just spitting that. That is, let me tell y'all something. I dig this cat's poetry, and a lot of y'all that come through, that there's times that y'all put stuff together that I'm like, I wish I wrote that. Man, this is hot. I like this a lot, Van. And I wish I put the words together to say some of this. That radiates a quintessential element that is displayed at birth of a boy or girl. I can read this over and over again. I'm sorry. I apologize. And I'm not trying to take up that much time,
right,
but, bruh.
No, it's all
I
right. That's
really,
all right.
I really gravitate to this piece like you would not believe. And
thank you, Cooper.
If you don't mind, can I please post it in the event page?
Oh, man, absolutely. By all means, please.
Excellent. It shall be done. And ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention to the event page because we on a groove ride
yes,
tonight.
Yes, we are. You know, what
we
was saying, come on, dance with me, come on, dance with me, baby.
Pretty baby,
listen, man, listen.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We got a show today. We can't go in. But my bro, as much as I'd love to sit here and talk about my poetry, your poetry, we got a slew of callers that are waiting to say what black is to them. So, are you ready, my good brother? Are you ready?
I am so ready. So ready.
First up. Oh, before we open up the mics, yeah, let me tell y'all what's funny. Y'all know J-Rod's birthday is Sunday. You know how we just did all the little birthday thing for him. But this brother supersedes any other brothers. And I'll tell you why.
This man sent me my favorite candy in the mail, y'all. This man, y'all don't even understand. This man sent my favorite childhood candy to me.
Y'all, listen. I ate my dinner. I sat at the dinner table. And I pulled out one of these candies, man. My favorite candies growing up was Now and Laters. All different flavors. My favorite one, though, was blue. Then it was the green apple. Oh, my God. So, you know, when I got to the green apple, that one went first. I'm just saying. So look at here. If at some point throughout the night I go completely silent, call 911 because I done slipped into a diabetic coma. I'm not going to tell y'all how many I ate. Just know if I go completely silent, please call 911 because I slipped into a coma. Thank you, bro.
He having a moment. I just wanted to make sure he had candy. Janelle's favorite is bananas, so I got to make sure we get some banana now, ladies, for Janelle. But, Van,
yes,
I'm glad you enjoyed your gift. And I slipped in some Twizzlers I think you tasted before, and it was like, yeah.
Hey, y'all, let me tell y'all something. It's Halloween, right? It's Halloween. Listen. I'm going to tell you something. I hate Twizzlers. I don't like the way they taste. But Twizzlers got this orange creamsicle one, y'all. That's just like heaven. Oh, my God. And he sent me those. Bruh.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now we're going to have to get to the callers because I'm getting hot just thinking about it, man.
Yes, please. Yes, please,
you know,
thank you.
I've been drinking water all night to help keep that sugar down. But, bruh. Now y'all see why. But we're going to open up the mic of this first caller.
Please. Let's get it.
He is the host of Honey Dripper 2.0, Fly Speak, War Council, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that jazz. You know what? Let's just bring in my hobby. Harvey.
That's a lot of hot breath right there. That's a lot of hot breath. A lot.
What's good, bro?
What's happening, bro, sis? What's happening?
What's happening, Captain?
Oh, man, I ain't come to play around. I came to the get down.
All right. That's as much love as I'm going to provide.
I'm so happy, man. I'm glad you came to get down, baby, because it's going to be a stone groove tonight, Daddy.
You gotta stop playing around. Ridiculous.
Hey, yo, man, Mojave about to spit some poetry, baby, but he's spitting it cool.
Oh, man, come
on, y'all gonna goof around and make
cool
me do that for real. Stop
too,
playing.
He is too cool, baby.
Stop
he's too
playing.
Cool, baby. I can't wait, man. Hold on, man. Give me my stogie, man. Give me my stogie and let me sit back, man, pop my feet up and listen to this cat here spit this poetry.
You know that just for the
get
down listeners, you know they only get in rare form just to get at me. Yeah, I just want y'all to know that. That just do it with me. But, you know, it's okay. We're going to let it rock. It is J-Rob's birthday coming up, of course. We're going to celebrate
my
that.
Cousin,
we're here on another installment of the Get Down. Huh?
I got to tell you straight up and down with no special effects. I love you, boy.
I love you too.
You're an incredible, you you're an incredible cat.
Mama, man, don't make me cry. This is terrible. I just tell
nah,
you
nah,
that.
Not gonna do it. You're not gonna make me do it.
Thank you for.
I'm not gonna cry.
Thank
on
you
your
for
show.
Checking
I'm
up on me, man.
On
when
show.
I was. Thank you for crying. Thank you for checking up on me, man. When I was sick, and I really am sorry I couldn't say nothing to you while going through this. It was really that deep and serious, bro. But you kept calling me and you kept saying that you're praying for me and you kept saying I'm not going to stop calling you until I hear your voice. So all that in a bag of chips, bro. I salute you. I love you. And I'm thankful to have you in my life, bro. Real spit.
Listen, I'm good. You know what? We're not going to get super emotional on here, super emo. Nigga, I love you. That's
nope.
All there is to it. That's all we're going to talk about. That's it.
No tears. No wet words.
That's all. Soldier Woo. Okay. Now, y'all, you know, I know y'all probably got a lot of calls, so I'm not going to be sitting here taking that.
So, Mojave.
My brother. Our brother, J-Rob, wants to ask you something.
Cuzzo, tonight's topic of conversation is we want you to finish the sentence, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to do. And the sentence for you, black is...
Okay. Black is...
Go ahead and get on down.
All right. Black is... Black is the vision and the creation of a unified, strong black nation. The equilibrium between black women and black men is the start of this master plan to honor our elders and learn wisdom firsthand. Black is the reflection of spirit that strengthens every step, elevating from ignorance of a cerebral death. Black is beauty in blackness, blackness and beauty, the essence and envisioning Ma'at, Ptah, Osiris, Tahuti, teaching the young to read and write, become critical. Black is being political. Black is being black-owned, etched in stone institutions, schools, churches, and banks of solid constitutions for a solid future. Black is that generations die, now live, revive, revitalize through our children's eyes, lies you say. That's not black folks today. Ixnay, time and time again, when the dreams of black folk are crushed to dust for rich folk to get the greed and God we trust. Black is the spirit that makes true those dreams to grow anew, true to itself and to its people. Black is first among equal. Black is the true revolution, which is about love. Black is black love, that's sweeter than sugar cane or cotton candy on a day of rain, monumental and instrumental to the healing of pain, crossing the rifts during middle passage sea, during drifts of time, spent away from mother and family. Black is evolution of the black mind, close encounters of the black kind. Black is the evolution of the black mind. Poem.
My God.
Damn.
My God.
I wasn't expecting that.
Yo.
I honestly, bruh, Van, will not front. I thought my cousin was going to dive into the romantic pool again, and we was going to hear the boom, taka, 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 boom, doom, 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 boom, taka, 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 and he was going to do something sexy. But you went to the polar opposite, and this piece is absolutely exquisite, bro. Like,
yeah,
for real, for real.
Amazing. Dynamic.
Thank
dynamic.
You.
Damn.
Hey, man, I'm not going to tell you, man. You, J-Rap. So I already told y'all that I ate all this candy. So, you know, kind of like, you know, borderline diabetic coma right now. And this cat comes in with these lines talking about, what'd you say, sweet as what? Cotton candy? Say that again. What did you say?
I said, wait a second. Black love is sweeter than sugar cane or cotton candy on a day of rain.
Mm.
Monumental and instrumental to the healing of pain. Crossing the rifts during middle passage sea, during drifts of time spent away from mother and family.
Damn. Yo. So
I've heard of mother,
listen,
you know, talking
about
Africa.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, you definitely got that. But, yo, so for those of you that eat cotton candy, know that as soon as water hits it, it melts right away. It's melting. So he said on the day that it's in the rain. So that means that you have to eat that candy almost 2 to 3 times faster just so that you can get it, which means you getting that sweet sugar rush. Bruh.
Ooh, oh. I'm sorry. I'm writing something behind that. Ooh.
Well, Javi, this piece was dope, bro. J-Rod, go ahead, bro.
It also, but, you know, it could also be a reference to one of the first books I ever read, a poetry, which is one of my mother's favorite books, which is Cotton Candy on a Rainy Day by Nikki Giovanni.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. My God, bro. Mm.
Sometimes you got to let people know that you actually read.
You're
like,
oh, you do got to let them know, bro. You do got to let them
from
know.
From the great ones.
But that's what I'm talking
from the great
about,
ones.
Bro.
This is just outstanding for me, Cuzzo.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
If I can quote Janelle said that was motherfucking everything. So, yeah. Yeah, I concur.
Thank you.
I concur.
Yes.
I concur. An outstanding piece
my
of work.
Oh, man, beyond outstanding, man, beyond outstanding. But now we got to get you over to the dance floor. But before we send you to the dance floor, let the audience know what pops off on Tuesday night, specifically this coming Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday, we are doing Flyspeak Open Mic with Her Story 2 and Miamisms. Two very incredibly dope poetesses that are going to come through and bless the mic and run through. And, you know, it's Flyspeak Open Mic, you know. Come flaunt that new style of speak. Come bring the ruckus, you know, when we ain't here. And it's going to be good. It's going to be really, really effing dope. Really, really effing dope. And for everybody who left comments for me and inboxed me about the show that I didn't even know y'all was listening to while I'm on the show, thank you. Come to Epiphany. We got something popping every day of the week. Every day of the week, we got something popping. So come on through.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, good brother. Now get on over there and dance for him and set the tone. You're the first one, man. You're the first one, man. So whatever tone you set is what everybody's going to follow. Just know that you're the leader, bro.
Listen, I'm going to set these strengthening lungs down and just breathe and just greet people on the way in and just be like, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm going to have to get some, well, not bubbly, but I made a new drink. I found this new drink to make, and I'm just going to say about it. I found that you can take Bahama Mama, right? Bahama Mama, the wine coolers, the secret wine coolers, mix it with pina colada the pina colada, the knee-high pina colada, and throw a little bit of some coconut rum in that joint, and you got something. I'm giving away the drink. I'm giving away the drink, but it's pretty stupid. I tried it this afternoon, and I was like, wow. I was like, this is stupid. This is stupendously stupid, and I didn't know. Like, and it was just like, you know, and it was real funny because it was like I took the thing out I took the pina colada out the freezer, and I was like, yeah, let me put these bottles in here because I'm gonna drink them later. Blah blah blah. When I'm writing, and I'm sitting here, I'm looking at that, and I was like, yo. Do I got some coconut rum too? Let's put it all together. Ah, it's crazy. Oh, so I'm gonna be making that next time we all get together. That's what I'm making.
I might have to check that out this weekend, bro. I got 2 bottles of coconut rum sitting in there right now.
Well, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, he says he's gonna greet y'all on the way in. That's all right. He is my
like
hobby.
Security.
Check him out this coming Tuesday. One love, one mic, brother. Take your socks
one love,
off,
one
baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Love baby. You, cuzzo.
All right, love you too, cuzzo. Happy birthday.
Man. Yo, J-Rod. J-Rod. Is this what the night's going to be like? That teachers like that? Is this what tonight's going to be like?
Mm-hmm. I concur. I concur. I can't
okay.
wait.
Okay. All right, let's
who do, man,
let's
who,
see.
Who do we have next, bro?
Oh, man, next we got one half host of the Love Zone, host of Express Your Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm talking like that for a reason, we have Miss VIP. Hey, Miss VIP.
Hello, Poetic. Hi, J-Rob. How are you?
Well, hello. Hello, Miss VIP. And how are you this evening?
Yes.
I'm doing.
How are you? You're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good to have you on the Get Down this evening.
Yeah.
And welcome.
Good to hear
to,
you. Yes.
Welcome to the Get
Thank
Down
you.
During Libra season. It's all good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's all
well, Ms. VIP, Ms. VIP, when you got this sultry thing going on with your voice, Van got something he want to talk to you about. I just want to listen.
I sure do, Ms. VIP. How you doing? How you doing again right now? How you doing? Because last night,
I'm doing.
You know, last night you was ready to whisper in my ear. So tonight that has to come later. Yeah, that's got to come later. If y'all don't know what we're talking about, you should have been on the show last night. See what you missed? But anyway, but Ms. VIP,
oh
we want to know tonight, Black is, and go ahead and get on down.
Well, thank you. Black is, you and I. From the beginning of time, from the sands of pharaohs and queens, Black is standing on the backs of our ancestors from the fateful days of slavery throughout the years of trying to be free. Black is no longer taking blatant phrases meant to harm us. From now on, if you ain't with us, you're against us. We are not our ancestors. We fight back. Black is countless marches, demonstrations, the murder of a man whose death wasn't in vain, made the entire nation stand up and notice. Black is talking to our ancestors because their fight is now ours, seeking guidance to help us stay calm in the midst of a storm when pulled over driving while black or a Karen calling the police just because a child is selling lemonade or living at your own address. Black is our time to shine, watching the criminals pay while we strive to overcome. We graduate, we educate, be productive in society. Last of all, Black is love. Tears of a mother, father are saved. Time we come home. And that's that piece.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just came here to dismay and slay. I hear you.
What's
say you, Van Meadows?
Man, listen. She said a lot of things about Black Ears, and I was just hanging on to every Black Ears word that she spoke out of her mouth with that sexy, sultry voice. But I love this piece, Miss VIP. Oh, my God. My God.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Make me feel good to be black and proud of it.
Absolutely.
J-Rob.
Let me get my voice right, brother.
Well, Ms. VIP, I just wanted to tell you that this was a very, very sultry, exquisite, splendiferous, and very amalgamated in the way that you, how shall I say, delivered it. This was a good piece.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I mean, I can't be that sultry. It's gonna hurt my throat if I try to sound as sexy as she.
I mean, you don't have to be sultry.
I'm gonna wind up sounding like Red Fox cursing that Della Reese.
Oh my goodness! Right.
But no, I genuinely enjoyed this. Like, genuinely enjoyed this. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It was honor to do it. And even though I don't normally write like this, but this was a good topic. So
tell the truth. You enjoyed writing that piece, didn't you? Tell the truth.
You know what? I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, this wonderful lady tends to swim deeply in the oceans of romanticism. She leaves the consciousness for me and my cohort, but she dives deeply into that. And when an opportunity like this presents itself and she takes to the challenge and she expresses her vibe on the get down in such a way that it sounds like this, hot damn. Thank you so much.
Speak on it, bro. Speak on it, bro.
Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all.
A dynamic show you had last night. But what we'd like to know
is how
going to follow up last night's show?
I have no idea.
Well, let the folks know.
Okay. Next Wednesday evening, my sexy co-host, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the love zone. The topic is not determined, undetermined as of yet, but you know how it is. We always have a good time. Then on Friday, I don't know whose show it is. I think it's mine, though. And we will be in the studio expressing our vibe. Just come on in as you are and how you feel and express it.
Absolutely. Express your vibe. That's Friday. Woo, come through and express. But now, you got to hang out with Mojave on that get down dance floor. Are you ready?
I'll get there.
No, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor, Ms. VIP, check out this coming Wednesday in the Love Zone. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh-wee, J-Rob, the wise son.
Let's give credit where credit is due. This show is your fault. So this is an outstanding show. Outstanding. I can't wait to hear the rest of these poets. Please, man, who do we have next, please?
Oh, man, we got a treat next, another treat next. We got the other half of the Love Zone and one half of Poetic Therapy and one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe, none other than La Pearl or La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Well, happy birthday, John. J-Rob, Batman, happy birthday.
Thank you, Giggles.
The pieces, gentlemen, outstanding. I love them. Man, you too, Diva. I heard you put that work in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I love this show.
So how you doing? On this fine Thursday evening.
I'm watching my Eagles get their butt handed to them, but it's all right.
Now, focus, baby, focus. You want to get down. We can talk to the Eagles later. Focus. You want to get down.
I'm focused. I am focused. I promise I'm focused. Maybe I need to open up a piece of candy, but it's all good. I'll wait.
Oh, man, listen.
Van, your girl got some
candy. I ain't got like Van, though.
Let me tell you what your girl did. Your girl asked for great, what's the name of these stupid candies? Jolly Ranchers. So,
Hold on. Danielle, Jolly Ranchers. You know she wasn't talking about them little teeny, teeny mouth watering mouthful. She want that stick.
Bro.
You know what? I'm not gonna go there. I like the little
Bruh.
I ain't going there.
You know what? You know me. your girl got some Jolly Ranchers. Your man J Rob, being who he is, I dug into a box almost 3.5 feet.
No, you didn't.
Picking out the grape. The grape. And the lady next to me was like, sir, are you going to be here long? I was like, I was here before you, so mind your business.
Lord. Oh, my God. It's not, that's love. That's
definitely love, bro.
One pound and 8 ounces of grape Jolly Ranchers.
Yo. It go right here. Y'all hear that?
You said green or grape? Green?
Grape. Yeah, the
purple
ones.
My favorite Jolly Ranchers are the blue ones, followed by the green ones, then the peach ones. Mm.
I ain't messing with none of y'all. Next time you want candy,
is good too.
You're getting all the flavors at once. Pick that shit out yourself. Because that shit took 45 minutes.
Yeah. Man, I was like, I would love
one at a time,
man, bro. That's some love, bro.
Can you imagine what he was saying in his head? I can't believe this motherfucker got me picking out all grape. I got to go through.
Listen, check this out. I'ma send Kirk Franklin to the Bronx, have him bring his choir, and all they're going to sing is
he picked out all the Jolly Ranchers.
I hate y'all. I hate both of you right now. Danielle, I'm going to need you to stop laughing because Van got a question for you. I'm not messing with y'all.
All right, let me get myself together.
It's your turn, Jay. It's your turn.
I was mad at her, so I was going to let you ask her, but I'll ask.
I ain't said nothing. I ain't
Van.
Maybe I just need to eat me a piece of candy.
La Pearl.
Yeah.
La Pearl, I want you to go ahead and get on down after I ask you this or finish this statement.
All right.
Black is and go.
Black is my crown. Black is everything, encompassing all that life is, has to give, and will continue to be. Black is life. Bringing forth life constantly. Black is the bronze hue of my natural skin, sun-kissed, of course. Black is everything, color, creation. So black is beautiful and balanced. Whether in the face or absence of fear, black is now and here. Because black is strength and diversity and togetherness. Yet sometimes set apart for that most astounding presentation. Because black will make you look good. Black is you. Black is me. Black is we. Black is all that is to be. Black is love and the reason for falling back in love with love. Black is spiritually vibrating at the highest frequency of knowing thyself. Because black is knowledge and ancestry, I am aware of me. Black is ghetto. Black is class. Black is I wish I would. I'll tighten up that ass. Black is I wouldn't trade it for the world. So always bring me back in black. Each lifetime's lesson to be learned. Because black is truth. There's no light without black. But black is and always will be everything.
Black is and black always will be everything.
Right.
She's sitting up, man. She said everything.
Right. Everything.
She said black will be everything. I'm like, all right. All right. I'm just saying.
That's what I'm talking about. I dig this. I dig this. Oh, I dig this.
Thank you.
So in the words of Della Reese, the words of Della Reese, so you want to throw garbage cans at people poetically, huh? All right.
Hold on, I got to get a
I thought you was going to say, well, you want to go ahead and shoot my pinky toe.
Well, here it is.
Not the pinky toe. Oh, man. Yeah.
But in all honesty, this is
everything.
Yeah, exquisite. I like this a lot.
Thank you. Truly,
I like this a lot.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna keep my comedy down for a hot minute, but I really dug this piece. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is what we're talking about. It is. I have to admit, it feels really good to hear different perspectives, different takes on finishing that statement, because no poet tonight has disappointed. Everything has just, because, and what I love about it is it's your own reflection, which, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
I'm really digging what I'm hearing, so I'm not arguing. Van's 100% correct. And I could keep complimenting you all night, but I'm going to actually, I want you to do me a favor and walk over to Mojave on the Get Down dance floor and ask him the proverbial question. So do you come here often? And before he opens his mouth, grab his hand and take him on the dance floor.
Absolutely.
I got you.
But first, you got to let everybody know what you got
here, that's
going
right.
on the radio. You got to let them know.
All right, hold on. I'm going to take that candy out my mouth. All right.
Really?
Yeah.
You know it makes your mouth water, make it all juicy. I hate both of you. I hate both of you.
All right. Saturday night. Alternating Saturday night with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with my crazy, awesome co-host, that mountain man, Sandman Phillip. Monday nights, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with Epiphany CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny's, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. Wednesday nights, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice, Eva, Ms. V.I.T. Now the topic is up in the air. We might do a continuation of this week's show. We'll see.
Ooh.
But whatever we come up with, I'm sure you're going to love it. So y'all come on and get caught up in the love zone. That's Wednesday night at 9. Back to you, gentlemen.
They just don't know what they were missing last night.
Right about that. Y'all brought it. Y'all truly, truly brought it. Had me feeling some kind of way for real. It was because he started it off, and I'm shaking a little bit. I had to get myself together. For real. But it's all good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In my mouth now.
Just
you're
put it back
so
in your mouth.
Foul.
Put it over to the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show and take your socks off, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Sorry, Jay. Push the wrong button. Sorry, bro.
Thank you.
My bad.
Say, Bob, eat a piece of candy. It'll make you feel better.
Get off my phone.
All right.
Oh my God, I almost
Oh man. Oh man,
that's
what a show.
Friend.
What a show. What a show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're listening in online and you want to dial in and be a part of this dynamic show tonight, 319-527-6300, and please press 1.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, all right, all right. J-Rob, are we ready to keep this party rolling?
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
All right, next up. No, next up on the mic, man, we not just have who, we have the Divine Demon in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feel?
Doing good, man. How
you
good,
brother?
Yeah.
Yeah,
peace and blessings and salute, King.
Yes, sir.
Likewise, man. I'm glad to be here. Glad to partake in this prestigious occasion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. Before we go on, amen. And next time you go out of the country, can you let a brother know so I can get you in your traveling bags, bro? Can you let us know? I mean, because
yeah,
I'm seeing all the pics
stuff
and everything, and I'm just like, well, dang. You know, he could have stuffed me in a suitcase.
I'm like, I said, the brother got vaccinated and left.
Left?
I'm like, okay, I see you.
That's funny because I'm not supposed to give my itinerary because I work for government, but I've got a town next month. I got to go to Puerto Rico for real quick, but I'll be back, though.
Oh, man. Here we go.
See? He on his James Bond shit.
Right.
You can see him now in England, and he's like, they're like, what is your name, sir? He's like, Demon. Divine. Demon.
Right. As he fixes his bow tie. Come on, bro. Come on.
Yeah. Talking about I'll take my orange juice shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be looking for the octo. Never mind. I can't go there. It's a family show.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, man.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, man.
My brother Van would like to introduce you to something if you have an opportunity to listen.
Yeah, my good brother. If your piece is locked and loaded and you're ready to dive in and get on down, finish this statement. Black is. Go ahead and get down.
Well, I'm gonna have to change it up real quick because I didn't write on the topic. I heard about the topic yesterday, but I wanted to extend an additional shout out to the birthday boys. So I wrote a little piece dealing with Birthday Cat, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
It's more than okay.
All right. All right, let me see if I can do this. Give me one. I'm feeling a bit sentimental. Why you ask? Because it's been so mental. Not incidental or accidental. His tone so calm and very gentle. But damn, his pen game has no end game. I can assure you he sends dames higher than clouds, winds, and flames. He be cool, calm, and collected. He's a master at the craft, more than most expected. he be a viper or a sniper, always undetected. He's an amazing storyteller. He be a storied fellow. Cooler than a cucumber, he be smooth and mellow. As I close his prose, I do poetry, but this man does shows. His talent, intellect, it always flows. Ask him a question, I bet he knows. As I wind down this last stanza, he spits on the tip of the mic like a lyrical romancer. He's benign like a beeline, killing the game like cancer. Besides, his message is like a mystical misfit. His skills go down deeper than a dipstick. I'm in a sentimental mood. If I didn't call in today, I'd be pissed at myself, and that's just plain rude. They robbed the wise one, the wise son. That dude? Yeah, he be that dude. Happy birthday, bro. In peace.
J-Rock. I gotta get myself. Van, you gotta go first. I gotta gather myself for a hot second, bro.
Okay. First of all, bro, your piece definitely fit for tonight, right? Because the topic is Black is, and J-Rob definitely is the epitome of Black is. And you've identified that throughout this piece so eloquently. And, bro, sentimental mood. Bro, some of y'all don't even know where that song comes from, but that's one of my favorite movie, my favorite soundtrack. There's only one other soundtrack that comes close to that. And, bro, it was exceptional. Definitely right for the piece. And, brother, I take my hat off to you. I salute you for that dynamic piece and the dedication to the brother. Nobody does it like Divine Demon. Look at y'all that right now.
Truly appreciate that.
It's hard to accept accolades because, you know, it's funny. I pretty much got a word for damn near anything, but when my boys come through and y'all hit me with the stuff that y'all hit me with, it's kind of hard to quantitatively say what's on my heart without gushing and without coming to tears, because I have a very strong affinity for you brothers. And Divine Demon, this is of exceptional value because this song, Sentimental Mood, has a particular flow that fits my bloodstream. And when I got hip to it the first time, had to be in the early 70s, and I was listening to something that Langston Hughes wrote, and they played Sentimental Mood the whole clip. And, bruh, I was a little kid. I was like, I need to know what that is, and I rediscovered it as a teenager. This is just one of the most awesome jazz pieces next to Gentrique from Miles Davis. And, bruh, I'm humbled by the wordplay that you engulfed with me in mind. And again, like I tell people, I don't deserve those accolades, and I'm just overly humbled by it. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, bro. You are that dude. You are that dude.
Appreciate it, man. I'm glad to touch you. And it was weird because I knew the song, but I didn't know the name. When I looked at the video, I was like, that's it. I was like, that is J-Rob to a T. I was like, that's got to be the music that I'm going to do with this piece. Because I was like, I knew you like jazz, and I was like, I don't know if you're going to like this Coltrane. I don't know, but I'm just going to see what happens and let it flow. But I was like, yeah, that is definitely, you know, that's you. Straight up.
I appreciate you so much, bro. You have no idea. And oof. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
Hey.
Because I'm finna gush.
No, man, I was going to say, Divine Demon, if you have not listened to the whole soundtrack, I implore you, listen to the whole soundtrack.
And brother, yes. I definitely will now. Watch, since you said that.
Watch how your pen changes from song to song. Bro, I'm telling you, listen, you will not be disappointed. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going
to
send you some of your DM. Oh,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
That,
I'm about to
that.
Send it to you. I'm about to send it to you.
Okay. Okay.
Hmm. Hmm. And then I got a bonus track for you. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, man, listen, you know, sometimes when you listen to music, just like that piece of music there, and you just relax to it, and you'll be surprised at where the instruments and the musical accompaniment and direction that it'll take you. Bro, I can't wait to hear your review. So, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm putting you someplace, man. Whew.
I would do that. I was so tempted just to play the whole piece without any words. I'm like, well, I got to spit, but this song is so good.
Yeah,
like,
it'll do that. Yeah. I remember when I heard it in the movie. That was my first time ever hearing it. You know, when I was watching the movie and I heard it, and I was just like, man, I was like, this just feels so good. It just feels so right. It's perfectly placed, bruh.
You did that thing.
You definitely did that.
Thanks, man.
But
appreciate
we got to get
I appreciate your time and appreciate the platform as well.
Man, listen, we appreciate you more. You have no idea. You have no idea.
That part.
But we're going to send you to the dance floor, man. So, you know, the DJ is actually waiting for you to get there because he said he's going to turn you on to some more of the smooth jazz stuff. So, hey, man, stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely. Y'all stay cool.
You too, bro.
You too, bro.
That's our brother, Divine Demon, coming through representing. Man, that brother, bro. That definitely was a dynamic piece he did for you, bro. Without question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't deserve all that, man. Y'all are something different. This was. Man, who do we have next?
Well, you know, I knew you were going to do that because, you know, as you told me, you said you're not going to do it. You're not going to be sweating from the eyes. So I'm going to bring in the next artist who happens to be Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Good, darling.
Hey, LL. Hey, J-Rob. Happy birthday, baby.
Aw, sugar wugga.
I wish
Thank
I could
you,
give
man.
You a big hug, but I'll find something to send you on your page on Sunday.
All thank right
you,
now.
Thank you, and thank you. Miss Lips.
Yes,
Van, I think is it my turn to ask beloved something?
It's your turn, bro. Definitely your turn, bro.
LL, my question to you. First, beloved, is your piece locked and loaded?
Absolutely.
Cool. Here's what we're going to do. I want you to go ahead and get on down after I say to you, black is and go.
Black is our beginning, the richest of earth. Black God made us. From the richest of dirt. The melanated garden is our home. We be brothers and sisters, and that's how we grow. Knowledge is water. Ancestry our roots. Their stories feed us. Sun rays grow our shoots. And we grow in shades from sandstone to earth, for God loves variety. Built in us from birth. Our strength is in numbers. Our magic is strong. Cover me, black people, so that we all live long. So rise up, my family. Let us tend to our fields. bring up one another, and to God we yield, because black has nuances designed by our Creator, and He made us beautiful, and nothing is greater. Poem.
Okay.
Jay gave us nuances, and nothing is greater?
This is your friend.
This is my friend. Yes.
This is your friend.
Without question. Without question. This right here was amazing, Miss Lips.
Thank you.
I thoroughly enjoyed this.
I concur.
Piece. I mean, this.
I concur.
J-Rob, you outdid yourself with this topic tonight, bro. These pieces are fire. I mean, just too hot. What Bruno Mars say? I'm too hot. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like, for real.
I love this piece. Oh, I love this piece. J-Rob, what you got for?
I got the fact, this was done exquisitely, and I truly enjoy the dexterity of the poetry itself, and I love how you put this together. By no stretch of the imagination, you did exactly what Van and I was looking for people to do, and you stretched your pen, and you stretched your pen to the point where the scribbles came out magnificently. So thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Y'all know you're my home. This is where it started for me.
That's right. I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
We know.
Absolutely.
Listen, I heard you in the hobby. Y'all talking about that coconut rum. I'm not a big coconut rum fan, but I had a bottle that somebody gave me, and I poured some of that with some limoncello and some watermelon breeze from Tropicana. Oh, that's the perfect summer drink.
Heavenly, right? Listen, that coconut rum is so different. You could almost mix it with anything. And
yeah.
I made my own pina colada with that rum. Oh, my God. And I had got some dairy-free vanilla bean ice cream. Oh, God. Oh, God. It was like heaven. It was like heaven. All of that, all of those flavors all up there together. So, yeah. But
that coconut rum tonight with that little splash of limoncello just to bring out that citrus, that was so good. Me and the neighbor were sitting out having a couple of drinks, having a little snack. We was out here with our little cheese plate. We thought we were cute.
I know that's right. I love it.
Nice. Well, I love it as well.
We're gonna let you mosey on over to that dance floor, so that you show off some moves and let them people know that your black has arrived.
I like that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on our way to the Get Down dance floor, Miss Lisa Lips. Thank you, Miss Lips. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
My God.
They coming in here doing the damn thing, man. Doing the damn thing.
Bro. Yes. And you know, this next poet, man, we got a treat. You ready, J-Rap?
I'm so ready.
You know what? I think it's been a moment since you heard this, brother, so I'm going to let him go ahead and introduce himself. I'm going to be quiet. Let them know who's
Hello?
On the mic.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh! My man! Stan!
There's
the
man, Phillips, y'all. It's so good
Happy
to hear your voice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We celebrate the day you joined our lives.
Indeed.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you so very much. Stan, it's been a minute since I've heard your voice. Oh, my goodness. The most pleasant thing is to listen to Edgar Allan Poe through this man's voice. This cat is a phenomenal poet. His poetry reminds me so much of Edgar Allan Poe, and listening to Bach or Chopin, I could listen to Stan do his thing on so many levels and just play that over and over again and never get tired of it. It's phenomenal to hear your voice, Stan, and thank you for the happy birthday wishes.
My pleasure. But let's be real. I'm an old guy, and you're a young guy, and you have had La Perla Negra and Adrienne speaking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm partly helping with what's arising.
Noted. Noted.
Oh, Stan the Man Phillips, you are a wonder, my friend. I'm glad you belong to us.
Amen.
John, I am so glad to be a part of poets like the ladies mentioned, like the gentlemen that came on, including the incredible Mojave, and, of course, Poetic and J-Rob. It's been a long time since I've been on the Get Down, and it's about time.
Absolutely.
Hey, and it feels like old times.
Yes.
Regardless how long it's been. Hmm. Van Meadows, would you like to introduce the topic of conversation to our good brother?
Absolutely. Stan the Man. We simply wanted everyone to finish this start. And if your piece is locked and loaded and you're ready to get on down, Black is, go ahead and get down.
Of abyss and self. A world with no light has no distractions. Within the dark, no judgments based on sight. No colors or shapes to cloud one's perceptions. No trick of the eye to mislead the mind. The world perceived in sound and touch. Reality simplified to caresses and words. Do we dread the dark for what we may discover? Or do we dread more what we may find in ourselves? Black is the color of truth, only seen when viewed from within. And that's that piece.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
I just posted in the event page the best of Bach, and I'm asking people, please listen to this while you listen to Stan the Man Phillips. You'll understand my concept, where I'm coming from. And I think you'll appreciate Bach even more, and we'll look forward to Stan much more.
Yes. Much more.
Thank
yes.
you, thank you, and
yes.
thank you.
Gentlemen, I could not be more happy than to be back on the Get Down with the two of you, with the poets you have already presented, with a topic that is so wide open.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank
and
you.
Thank
very, very much so.
You took your piece and you made a lane of your own in this wide open topic. You said, this is my lane. This is it. Join me. Come behind me. But you're not going in front of me. Man, stand. Flawless, as always.
Gentlemen, Our choices in life were simple. We can be our own leaders. Every one of us capable of being our own leaders or sheep. Mm. And I've yet to see anyone in the Epiphany family that's a damn sheep. And I couldn't be prouder to be a part of it.
Amen. We love you, Stan. We cold-hearted.
The love is mutual. The love is mutual, believe me.
Now,
thank
Stan,
you.
Before we usher you to the dance floor, brother, you got to let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany.
Well, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the incredible, great, one of the great laughs of the world, especially when For Real gets hold of it, La Perla Negra.
Yes.
And myself will be hosting Poetic Therapy. And by all means, if you've got the need to say something, bring it home to us, because that's where it belongs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I will definitely be tuning in.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stan. Mm. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday in Poetic Therapy. Make sure y'all tune in. All right, Stan, get out there on that dance floor, man, and show them what a man from the mountains can do.
Yeah.
One love, what Mike's there.
One love, one Mike, gentlemen, and on to the next.
My brother, ladies and gentlemen, Stan the Man Phillips. Catch him next Saturday, 9 p.m. here in Epiphany with La Perla Negra, Poetic Therapy. J-Rod, man, I love that guy, man. He's classic, bro.
Classic. Yeah. Class personified.
Indeed, indeed. Well, listen. Man, they are out tonight, Jay. They are out tonight. And not
is that
only
right?
Do we have, yeah. But not only do we have a poet, we got a CEO of another radio network. But
is that right?
Affectionately call him this era's Rakim, ladies and gentlemen, DJ King Spade. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man? Mr. Poetic, J-Rob, the wise son.
It is the 18th letter. What's going on? How you doing,
yes,
bro?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. You know, happy birthday. I sent my buffalo wings in the mail. If you ain't get them, you know, UPS ate them. I'm just...
I'm trying to keep that under wraps, brother, because I don't want nobody to get jealous about them wings, because you sent the juicy buffalo wings.
yes.
My man, thank you for the love, brother. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Hey, I want to say thanks to you, man, for coming through on the DSR radio show. J-Rob threw us for a loop, man, because he came through on a late night hour, because we didn't know who the hell he was until he said his name.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up.
Yeah. It was a dope show. I enjoyed myself, and thank you for having me.
Hey, I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Y'all make sure y'all check out DSR, man.
Yeah.
They be putting together some shows, man. I be catching the playbacks. Because sometimes, I ain't going to lie, brother, I don't want to come on your show, and I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but I don't want to be on your show and you open my mic and I be sleeping and snoring. I don't want to throw nobody under the bus. But I just don't want that to be a representation of Poetic on DSR. You know, but I catch the playbacks, and, man, listen, if y'all don't get over the DSR, you're doing yourself a disservice. Poetry over
here. Hey, man, shout out.
I agree.
The poetry over here.
But shout out to the snorers, though. I mean, that's still dedication, man. You did.
It is.
You did.
I concur. It's a dope show. Y'all need to definitely check that out. Stop playing.
Stop playing, absolutely.
Stop.
Absolutely. Great. My good brother, J-Rob, has got something
Sir.
For you, King.
All right.
My good brother, first let me ask you, the piece that you have prepared, is it locked and loaded?
Yes, sir.
Then if that is the case, I would like for you to finish this sentence, however you so choose. Black is, and go.
Black is a nation. Black is history from the past to the present, what's going on now. Black is controversy. Black is the yank, the pen stroke from my poetic words, from my mind hitting the page. But for now, my ink lives. One stroke, black liquid, starts it all. One story, any life, any man, woman, or child. Time settings, the city is state. Countries of the globe, too many minds looking at the ink. Start thinking of the past. Can I learn from those who came before me? I wasn't born of war, but war still thrives. Knowledge of those who died. Not just poets, give me the will to write. True writers of the yard who had that experience. No, I'm not dropping names. Learning at my pace. Glancing at author images at the end of a book. Absorbing themes like poverty, death by hunger. One man was a soldier, died before fulfilling his mission. Mothers who lose their children rejected it through their intuition. Parentless children of the street. Some are found, their lives are turned around for the better. The others become thieves. They only survival think quick on their feet. Constantly having something up your sleeve, I know. There are those who are unfamiliar of not having much. Imagine being used to your life's daily routine. The one occurrence changes the way you live. Now thinking, how am I going to feed my kids? Food, I don't know where it is. How did it come to this? I wonder, would I be able to start over or keep making a wish? And that's always from DSR all damn day.
Yo, yo, yo.
Bro, you's a bad man. I'm a fan for a lot of reasons, but I truly enjoy to no end hearing what you do when you do what you do. And you're an exquisite poet, bro. If no one's told you that before, let me tell you, you are an absolute exquisite poet. Hot damn, I love that. My good brother Van Meadows, what say you? Man, that's hot.
You know, good brother Kane, I second what J-Rob is saying. Your work is exquisite, man, especially when you come through with pieces like this. But what I'm hearing, not a but I'm hearing, I would love to hear your pieces set to some of them Rakim beats.
With
your cadence, with your flow.
Especially the intro.
Bro, you are a masterpiece in yourself, period. But you start adding a beat like Paid in Full to some of your pieces. That Mahogany beat, that Follow the Leader beat, that Know the Ledge beat.
Because
I know you will kill a piece with Know the Ledge, that beat behind you. Bruh, man, you just phenomenal, man. You just phenomenal, bro. I appreciate you and your ink, bro. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the humble words right there, man. And, you know, y'all provoking my mind here because y'all bringing up some stuff I did a little way back. You know, I mean, this is an old piece I did from 2013. But
get out.
Yeah, this is an old, real old piece. But y'all made me think of another old piece I did, and I did it over the Games track, the One Blood Jaw. You know, and the name of that piece was World on Fire. Yeah, so you made me think of that, man. I appreciate the humble words. And provoking my mind, you know. But keep doing y'all thing at the Get Down, man. You know, I'm going to try to tap dance to the back CEO area, bring some wings, and some ladies hold my wings for me.
Yeah. I was trying to find somebody to feed me my wings, and then I just got stingy with it.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, bro. My man, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, before you go, no, I can't let you go to the dance floor just yet. Can't let everybody know what's going on at DSR.
Well, we're going to have a feature next week. We're going to have two shows. I need people to be on the lookout for those DSR promotions. You know, if you're not connected to me, add me on Facebook under the name Game Spade.
There you go.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. All right, Kane, my good brother. Stick around, man. Enjoy the rest of the show. Get out there on that dance floor, man, and show them some of those Kane Spade moves.
Yes, sir. One mic. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, brother.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Bad dude right there, bro. That is a bad dude right there. My man. My man. Man.
I'm a fan. I really enjoy his material.
You and me both, bro. You and me both. Are we ready to keep this party going, man, and see who we got coming up in here next?
Indubitably. Who might we have next up on the mic, family?
Gentlemen, next up on the mic we have Amelia T. Davis. Welcome, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings. And
very good evening.
To the Black Knight. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dearest Black Knight. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you for that. I truly, 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 truly appreciate you. Thank you, beloved.
You're very welcome. And you could ask Van, next to nobody ever hears me sing anything. And what they do hear is only happy birthday. So you are well thought of for me to sing to you, darling. So I did not write specifically to this subject, but I'll wait for the questions.
Absolutely.
Van Meadows.
Amelia, if your piece is locked and loaded, want you to finish the thought. Black is, go ahead and get on down.
This piece is called Shout Out to the Kings. Much is said nowadays about black men. They are lazy. They don't take care of their children. They are playboys. Can't be true to one woman. All lies. Black men are some of the strongest, most loving, most compassionate men on this earth. Every day they step out into the public arena. They are faced with all kinds of hate, prejudice, and even possibly being murdered by fearful cops and others. Using the color of the black man as excuses for killing them in cold blood. What a heavy burden they must carry daily when they know that they are being hunted like animals and the entire system is against them. Yet they completely taking care of business with their heads held high like the kings that they are. The black man holds his love of his woman close to his heart, protecting her and treating her like a queen. In addition, they are loving, devoted fathers, teaching and guiding their offspring in the ways of the world. Whenever a crisis arises, who are the first to jump in to help without thinking of their own safety? The black man, that's who. Stay strong, kings. Always remember, no matter what you are going through, you're God's royalty. Wear that crown with pride. Never lose sight of where your true kingdom is located at. Upon the heavenly realm awaits your castle. I'm sending out much love and respect for every black man in this nation. God bless you and protect you and yours. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
That was really good.
This was a really, really good piece. The tribute to the black man and the way that you broke that down. Just a lot to think about. And you said something in there that got me. You said, we are God's kings. And more and more black men need to remember that. We are not what society says we are. We should be defining and reshaping society, and majority of us are. J-Rob.
I concur, and I stand on the fact that we're not what people have made us out to be, either in Hollywood or through other depictions. And a piece like this exemplifies that point. So to you, on behalf of your pen, thank you for such kind words and how you put this together. This was really, really good.
My pleasure, Kings. Just a quick note. The piece that I wrote last week went to a store and was a new, young black man, probably 30, around there. And I know the owner, and she's on my poetry page. And so I was mentioning, you know, I'm a poet. And so he looks at me very, you know, skeptically. And I said, okay, I'll do this piece, right? So I did the piece I did last week. By the time I walked out of the store, his mouth was hanging wide open. He could not believe that I wrote that piece. And I told him, I said, listen to what I said in that piece. Wake up and represent. And I walked out the door.
Nice. Nice.
But I couldn't wait to tell you all about what happened. Okay, let me get off this mic. Much love, y'all. And happy birthday,
right.
King.
Thank you so very much,
love
and I appreciate you.
Get on that
one
dance
floor. One mic.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emilia T. Davis with that wonderful dedication piece. Now, J-Rob, are you ready, man? Because, like I said, man, you know, everyone has said that they didn't write to the topic. You really wrote to the topic and don't even realize it.
It really did.
So,
it really did, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so phenomenal. But next artist on the mic, man, is one of our favorites, man. And let me just go ahead and get him on in here as well. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up to the mic, our good brother C-Double-34 Music, y'all. C-Double.
The radio is off now. When you go out in the field, it's one band, one sound. And J-Rob, I understand today is your birthday, and I almost wanted to say you treated me like poetic here, you know, treat me like a broke stepchild. And I feel like Mr.'s father up in here, the house is a wreck. And I heard that woman had that nasty woman disease. Well, at least there's some stability around here.
My good brother, actually, my birthday is Sunday.
That's fine.
But thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That's why I've been posting the stuff that I have on my page. And everything says Libra season poetry. And Event Horizon returns on Sunday.
Okay.
Nice.
Feel you. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
But I still thank you, bro. Like, seriously, thank you.
You're very welcome. You deserve it.
I do have a question. Is it me, Van, or you?
It's you, good brother.
Nope, it's me. It's me. C-Double.
Yes.
By any chance, my good brother, is your piece locked and loaded?
I believe it is.
Phenomenal. Here's what we would like for you to do. We want you to finish this sentence and go ahead and get on down. When I say black is, and go.
Black is black. Black is a color. Black is a whole. Black is an ideal. Black is an identity. Black is a condition. Black is concerned. Black is a conscience. Black is unconscience. Black is my coffee in the morning. Black is Pam Grier topless on my wall. Black is the pathway to how I began my day. Black is asleep. Black is a category. Black is a race standing still. Black is running. Black is protesting after submitting permits to do so. Black is a glove fist in the air. Black is saying if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Black is a program. Black is community. Black is common with no sense of unity. Black is complicated. Black is complex. Black is the prison industry complex. Black is gangsta. Black is the lead in the pencil I write with. Black is the lead pumped in the heads and hearts of innocent children. Black is a month of the history of people. Black is his story and not my own. Black is love. Black is hate. Black is ostracized. Black is unseen. Black is where you can't see the obstacles. Black is darkness. Black is chaos without electricity, yet black is necessary. Black is my Afro and Afro Sheen products. Black is soul. Black is underground. Black is hidden. Black is racism. Black is pride. Black is the color of the car I drive. Black is in the crosshairs. Black is acknowledged. Black is what the U.S. corporation calls you. Black is a state of mind. Black is power. Black is 13% of this country. Black is 75% NBA and NFL. Black is the vote. Black is unheard voices. Black is Ella, Billy, Basie, Duke, Aretha, Marvin, Shaka, Stevie, Miles, Coltrane, Monk, Nas, KRS-One, Biggie, Pac, Nina, Gil Scott, Jill Scott, Don. Black is the streets. Black is what George Floyd kissed under a knee. Black is what you accepted. Black is that American Card Express here. But I'm hip-hop in your midst, being more than my skin tone, which is honey brown, by the way, showing content of character, optimistic in these sounds of blackness. Hey, yo, Joe Rhyme, and that's that piece.
Yo, this is
yo.
What I was looking for. This is what I was looking for.
Without
question. And yes.
Without question. Oh, my God.
This
if there
is what
was,
I was looking
if,
for.
If there was one piece from tonight that talked about everything that me and J-Rob talked about when we talked about this show, when we was going over the thoughts, the concepts, the ideas of what we thought this show would be, is this piece right here. This piece right here that covered every single thing about blackness. See, you got to pay attention, because the brother said black is a whole. Now, me being me, sure, I know that there's a black hole out in the universe somewhere, but I took it as black is a whole, as a whole representation of who we are. Bro, oh my God. Oh my God. J-Rob, please.
This is what I was talking about when me and Van had the conversation about what black is, and you have totally encompassed what I was thinking when we had that conversation. And it's funny because I wrote in similar stanzas, but the next day I heard what I wrote, and then I wrote what I spit, and you said exactly in stanza format what I was feeling, and I want to tell you thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for. Exactly.
Let me tell you. I woke up at 6:44 Central with this on my mind after I saw what your topic was. Because usually I'm not about color. I'm like about that content of character. That's basically what I'm about. That's why you put that KRS-One thing at the end saying, hey, yo, spit your rhyme, because I'm hip-hop in your midst. But the thing about it was all this stuff kept coming out about what black is. It's positive. It's negative. It's controversial. It's uplifting. Mm-hmm. That's why it's complex.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't really define it. If you're in a black room, you can't see where you're going. But it is necessary.
Ooh, oh, my God. It is necessary. It is necessary.
Yeah, black is night. You need night. Night came with the day. So let's go.
And then the Lord said, let there be light, because there was nothing but darkness.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you feel
sir.
Me.
Without question.
Bro.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
Just outstanding.
Outstanding.
Thank you, my brothers.
Outstanding. No, thank you. Thank you for dare I say, being Freddy Krueger of this poetry thing and jumping into me and J-Rob's dream, picking up what we were talking about.
Yes, sir.
And just writing it out. Just writing it out. It's like you literally took everything that we were talking about and you put it out here in the atmosphere for the black hole.
Look, I told essentially John Neese, I told her, I'm Lotto from 8 Mile. A black guy ain't going to die in this movie. I'm sorry.
My man.
Yes. Phenomenal, bro. Thank you so much for that, C-Double. Hey, man.
You're very welcome.
Move you on over to the Get Down Lounge, man. I'm sorry, the Get Down Dance Floor. So that you could go ahead and, you know, put some moves on everyone over there, because they still there waiting. So
So I'm going to be ozone. I'm going to be ozone from the Chaka Khan video. I feel for you. That's what I'm going to do.
Chaka Chaka Khan. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm mad at him.
All right, bro. One mic. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Thank you.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, our brother C-34 Music. Wow, with that dynamic piece. Our good brother, Joel King Atterbury from Let's Talk Poetry, wasn't able to spit his piece, so he sent it to me, and I'm going to see if I can do it justice. It's called It's End Honor. Black is love. Black is care. Black is awareness. Black is compassion. Black is knowledge of self. Black is self-respect. Black is the hope to stay alive. Black is the motivation to survive and rise. Black is the feeling to elevate from the lower emotion of hurt. Black is to complete control to become better in a weak state of mind. Black is my people that overcome oppression. Black is unity. Black is beautiful. Black is support for our brothers and sisters. Black is the power of peace and equality. Black is the foundation to build from the ground up. Black is the potential to create amongst the masses. Black is the welcome of a hug and a handshake. Black is success. Black is to see through the facade of falsehood. Black is the movement. Black is the story of our ancestors. King Atterbury. Dynamic.
Nice,
bro. Dynamic.
Very much so.
Man. Wow. J-Rob,
sir.
That's it, bro. That's all we got left, man. That's it. No one else has their hands up, man. You know?
Then that means we got a lot of people kicking back, enjoying, and listening to what we brought to the table.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Amen. Last words, man. Actually, before we do last words, let me give the Epiphany lineup for the week. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP. Saturday night's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night's going to be Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, For Real, the poet, Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice, running the event page, La Pearl, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be Fly Speak with Mojave. Wednesday night, The Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here for another episode of The Get Down.
The Get Down.
Make sure you're tuned in with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. And as soon as I said that I ain't had no more calls up, just in formal fashion, I already knew this person would put their hand up at the last second to get in here and be heard. None other than Just J. What's good with you, bro?
Oh. Man, it's embarrassing. Y'all know Thursdays be kind of rough on me. So I was
That's
doing things
right,
with the missus, and I told her I had minutes, and I didn't have minutes. I had seconds. How y'all doing tonight?
Tonight's
all right,
a great
bro.
Night, brother.
Good,
how are you
man.
Doing? It's
great,
a question.
Great night, man.
Man, y'all is up here slaying it. You know, I only get a chance to catch the last hour to get down. I always got to go back to the archives and check y'all out, man. I feel like I missed the real time, so I'll also be trying to go ahead and synchronize myself with the vibe.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man. We definitely appreciate you, man, because you go back and listen to the archives, you know. Not many people
oh, yeah.
do that, you know. So you're a true dedicated fan of the craft, of the art.
All right.
And more importantly, Epiphany Radio, man. And now, listen, it's time for you to be heard, man. Tell the missus we glad she freed you up, man.
Yeah.
I know. I must die.
We
give
said thank
sleep.
You for allowing us to have you. There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I will pass that on to the missus. But she don't care nothing about this poetry stuff. She like to hear me, but she don't care nothing about this poetry stuff. Let me go ahead. Yeah, I'm having yeah. You know, she good. She supported. Like, she bought me a Yeti mic, man, just so I can
oh, that's what's
start
up.
Doing recording. Yeah.
Nice.
That's
what's
yeah.
up, bro. Hey, man, listen, she ain't got the kid. Listen, she ain't got the kid if she buying you a Yeti. You heard me? You heard me?
She do care then. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing
right,
about it. Even though it's
right,
not her thing,
right.
she make it. She see, I like
she
it. Care.
She
see, I love it. So she
yeah.
doing it. Yeah. That's all we can ask for.
Hey, man, everyone don't have that. Enjoy that while you got that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, I want to say that Clarence did an excellent job on his piece. Clarence really embodied it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he most definitely did.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm ready now, y'all. I got my mind set.
All right. Well, good brother. I want you to go ahead and finish this statement. Black is, and go ahead and get on down.
Black is a color, and every color comes from it. Black is a starlit night, when breath can be seen by two just wed, after a hectic day of being married. Black is the soil, when it is rich with minerals and nutrients that propel life through its crust. This black provides sustenance. Black is the color of a panther that moves majestically through the thicket with strength and stealth, moving through the shadows, surprising its prey to feed its young. Black is the dawn that heralds the arrival of the sun that brings us light that illuminates our day activities. Black is how the day begins. Black is how the day ends. Black is simply black. Boom.
Sure. J-Rob, go ahead, bro.
He just wants to, he just comes in here with guns fully loaded, and he just cleared his throat with like, cocked the hammer back. It was like, black is, bang. Black is, bang, bang. Black is, bang, bang, bang. Touch that, touch that. Touch that. Black is,
yeah.
bang, bang, bang. Oh, you want some too?
You know,
black is, bang, bang.
Bang. Right.
Mm.
Bang.
Stop shooting that little. No.
Hey, like, stop shooting. We know you black, babies. Stop shooting. Creatively.
Dude, hitting that Harlem
night. I really like this, man. I
cool.
really like this. I really like this. I did
thanks,
this, and
bro.
I like how you put this together. Hence why I said the brother just came in and was like, click, click, boom. Yeah,
I started
yeah.
writing this
yeah.
moments after y'all said what it was. And I didn't get back
that's
to
dope.
It until about an hour and a half ago.
Nice.
Mm.
Nice.
He's a bad boy. What say you, Van Meadows?
Man. Hey. Hey, man, he came in with a full clip and he just unloaded it. Real talk. You know, I applaud you, Jay, for writing it on the fly, right? Because
yes, sir.
It's not something that you usually do, you know, unless we're
no.
on the Soul Cafe and you're writing right there on the spot. But you made a choice to just write this to the topic. So for you to write something like this, spare the moment, I love it, bro. I love the
cool.
challenges, and I love the challenges that you are accepting, and I love the leaps that you are taking.
Thank you, bro.
Bad man.
Man. Absolutely.
You know what? I had started writing because the vibe that y'all had from the last show, and then y'all went ahead and put that at the right time. It was like, just had to ride the waves. And actually, the reason why I was tinkering with it for an hour and a half, because I had a tough time picking up that same vibe I had started writing it in. So I had to go ahead
right.
and piece it together. The other poets helped out a whole lot. I appreciate y'all.
Well, I appreciate you.
He's a bad man. Let's just leave it at that. You're just a bad man. I'm just a fan of your work, and I really dig when you step up to the plate with something like this, especially off the cuff. It says a lot about your pen and how you – and how. What's the word? When you departmentalize the way you do when you put your poetry together, I dig that.
Right. And you know the way I write it, man, it's set up exactly that way. You could be like, well, right here, let's see what he's talking about. It'd be that section. Then I drop it down, and that helps me keep my cadence. It also helps me with my breath, and it also helps me keep the right mind focused and with the inflections and everything into the next piece. So I keep it all compartmentalized. Man, you know, as far as this poetry stuff goes, I'm giving to poetry. Everything that I do, I tell everybody I'm doing. If a person is doing something that is great, I am letting them know why that is great, at least from my perspective. I'm giving to poetry.
My man.
That's what's up.
All right, my bro. We're going to go ahead and get you over to the Get Down dance floor. We got one more caller, but stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. And thanks for giving us that piece, bro. You keep doing it, bro. Keep doing it.
Thanks, bro. Man, you know, day one, it's y'all guys. You know, it's what's up.
All right, bro. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, Jess J. Ooh. All right, man. Next up on the mic, we got area code 502. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Hello, it's Quincy.
Hey, Quincy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, J-Rob.
Very happy belated birthday, Libra Queen.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's Libra season, man. I got to make sure that my queens are taken care of.
Yeah, thank you. Happy early birthday.
Thank you, beloved. Very, very much. Thank you. So, Gwen C., with time being what it is, let me ask you this. No, we got time. Hell with that. It's Libra season. Gwen C., baby. Is your piece locked and loaded?
Y'all know I hate that question, right? But I just wrote it. I got to write something. I can't just sit here and just hang out all night. So
is your piece ready to share?
Yeah, we'll go with that. It's ready to share.
Well, since your piece is ready to share, I'm going to give you this line, and I'd like you to go with it however you so see fit, and let me advance, step to the side, and let you flow.
Black is,
and go.
Black is power. Saving animals, saving the world, restoring futures, waves, black is tide. Black is undiscovered sea, daylight giving, sun giving daylight, black is heart. Black is uncompared, contrasting, denied truth, context. Black is courted, counted. Black is blinks, visionary, serial glimpses found behind closed eyes. Black is brown eyes and green, black is gold. Golden beauty, black is eyelids, shadow, and skin. Skin's sparkle, black is shine. Black ice, intangible, glory. Gangsta, hero, black is the whole damn story. Black is cold, sought after, gone after, in search of. Black is let me find you, let me get a touch. Ooh, can I taste you? Black is imperative, chronological, timely and untimely and perfectly on time. Black is poem, art, stanza, and seeing the worth. Black is mother and earth. Black is the whole damn church. Black is population, human being, society that might be right after being torn and rebuilt. Black is end of gentrification. Black be the fist to the face of racism. The win, black be courage, the journey, take it on new endeavor. Black be black. In peace.
Yo. Oh my God.
Black be back. And I have to end her piece by saying, and it's like that, and that's the way it is.
Facts.
I am a fan. Gwency, you never cease to amaze me. You never cease to amaze me. It's like, man, to some degree, imagine Gwency as Captain America being trapped in that ice for 70 years, and then they chisel her out the ice, and they're like, she's like, okay. They're like, are you okay? She's like, hand me a pen. And then she just gets to writing, like, what the hell? And then she scribes something like this, and they're like, This is what you do after being thawed out in 70 years.
But listen, though, she's been thawed out. They don't hand her one pen, they hand her two pen. And like that little robot on iRobot, she starts scribing on both sides of the paper with her both hands because she's ambidextrous, and she just do all of that, bro. This piece right here was fire. You got me. I'm not going to lie. You got me when you said, ooh, black is like I want to taste that. Baby, listen. Ooh. That was hot. I love this piece.
That's
past
hour. I was like, I don't know if I can write on this, but I'm going to try. So I appreciate that.
Nah, we appreciate you. This was
dope. Nah, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Like I said, you never cease to amaze me. Hence why I am such a fan. And I love
you.
And happy belated birthday, Libra Queen.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You
happy
are
birthday.
Most welcome.
Thank you both.
Thank
I had
you,
a great show. I really enjoyed listening all night, so thanks for getting me in.
No,
thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, Gwen C. Man, J-Rob.
Ooh. Sir.
Dynamic. Dynamic show for the evening. Dynamic show. We're going to give last words to my good brother, the birthday boy, coming up on Sunday. Make sure y'all give this man some more flowers on his birthday. Don't just let tonight be the night. You know, just make sure y'all reach out to him. So, last words, good brother J-Rob.
First and foremost, I love every single one of you who came through, not just to say happy birthday, because y'all know me. Sometimes I don't feel like I deserve those kind of accolades. I'm just a humble cat to the poetry gods. And I want to thank all of you for taking time out of your day, your evening, your schedules, whatever you had going on. You didn't see it was too much to stop through and visit the Get Down. And I want to say I truly am impressed by what everyone did, though, especially those of you who picked up your pen during the show to pen what you did. Y'all humble me to no end with this, and it is a thrill, an absolute thrill to be able to bring this kind of poetry to y'all. And what y'all do with this, my God, don't tell me that poetry ain't alive. We are time capsuling all of this when we save it. And I do hope some of you get a chance to listen to the poets you didn't get to hear, because this is just incredible. Thank you to Van Meadows and the rest of the Epiphany family. I'm going to get y'all back, making me cry.
Good luck, bro.
But I love every single one of you, and I wouldn't trade y'all for nothing on this earth. And I am humbled to call y'all family. So that being what it is, Van Meadows, last words.
Thank you, my good brother, J-Rob, the wise son. First and foremost, to this brother sitting in the studio with me, doing this thing, happy birthday, man, today. And you know you're going to get that happy birthday call from me on Sunday. But, brother, I mean when I say you're closer to me than any of my blood brothers. And I love you from the bottom of my heart, sincerely and deeply. Bro, I've never met another individual who was exactly like me till the day I met you. And I remember me specifically saying to you, you need to ask your mom why she hid me for all these years.
I remember that.
but bro, you know, you are an outstanding individual. From poetry to just being the humanitarian you are, the work that you do for your community, the work that you do at the lodge, just know, bro, you are a priceless gem that cannot be replaced. You know, I shared with J-Rob, man, that when he was sick, I don't know what I would have done if I'd have lost my brother because of the illness that he was working with. So, I love you, man. I want you to enjoy your birthday. Have a good time. Forget about the cares of the world for just that moment, because that is your day to shine. You know, I don't want you to say yes to anything that requires you to do something that you're not supposed to do but celebrate. Please do that.
Most definitely will.
To the Epiphany Radio Universe, when I say that you guys are some of the most dynamic individuals on the face of God's green earth, I mean that sincerely. The poetry that has been shared here tonight has been truly, truly outstanding. You guys are amazing from every spectrum. You know, I knew we was going to get good poetry tonight. I just didn't know it would be super, super phenomenal. And I mean that, every one of you. To the Epiphany host, thank y'all for being dedicated as you are, for putting on the shows that you put on. Again, to the Epiphany Radio Universe, I say this on just about every show that I'm hosting or I'm a part of. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we thank you. We do not take your time for granted. We do not take what you come here to do night in and night out for granted at all. You guys are amazing. You're special. And we want to see you tomorrow night, right? Special vibe. So no theme, no topic. Tonight we just want you to come through and express. Saturday night, let's talk about it, right? Usually I like to have a theme. But Saturday night we're not going to have a theme. The theme will be whatever you want to talk about when you come on the air. So, please come through. One love, one mic, and remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Peace.